Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it is good. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and my name is Psychic Medium Michael, and I am your host for this program. And like I said, I appreciate you tuning in today. And if you would like to be a part of the program, and you're wondering how you can do that, you do that very simply by picking up your phone and punching in these numbers, 347-327-9316. When you first call into the program, you're going to hear a recording. That recording is going to say if you would like to speak to the host, which is me, and hopefully you want to talk to me. So then you push your 1, and then you get on the switchboard in front of me, and then we get you on air as quick as I can, all right? I do ask for your patience. A lot of times we get a lot of high volume of calls here. So far we don't have that, but that will probably change as we go on. So this would be your time to call in at 347-327-9316. All right. Did I say that number right? 347-327-9316. All right. I did say it right. Okay. The card for the show comes from my Healing with the Angel deck, and it is the Power card. The Power card is sitting in front of me. And the one thing that I want to talk to you about is that power. We have extreme power within us because we have the universal energy inside of us. And what we need to do is learn how to tap into that, pull on that, and work in that. And I believe that we are, and I believe that we can, and I believe that we will learn how to do that. And the other thing, you know, a lot of times we're giving away our power and our personal power. You know, we're giving it to other people. We're giving it to limited belief systems. And we need to take back our power and stand in the spirit within us. All right? So that's the card for the show today. And let's go ahead and let me give you some website addresses. My personal website address where you can set up readings and learn about me. And all that stuff is at www.insightswithmichael.com. www.insightswithmichael.com actually has a brand new look. The one thing that I always said, you know, I always say this is, you know, when I do readings, it's like me putting a jigsaw puzzle together. I got to find all the pieces and put them together as fast as possible, so we're not spending hours and hours looking for answers. And so, you know, putting the pieces of the puzzle together. And sometimes our life is like that. We have missing pieces, and sometimes we need somebody with insight, which is me, to help you find those missing pieces. And so, if you're missing some pieces today, you can call me right now for a free reading on air at 347-327-9316, or you can set up a full reading with me over at www.insightswithmichael.com. All right. That is a site that is still being worked on, but there's going to be a lot of stuff over there eventually, but check it out. All right. The other website address that I should give you is www.spiritualtalkradio.net. Over on spiritualtalkradio.net, you are going to find past guests that I've had on the show, a little bit about the show. You're going to also, if you go to the very top, you're going to see a word that says donation. We are at a very critical point. I'm going to reinstate the word critical point of this program financially. And we need your help desperately. And so do the best gift you can at www.spiritualtalkradio.net. Without your help, we will be going off the air at the end of the month. They're not my choice. We just don't have the money. And it costs money to be on air. Takes money to run this program. And I just don't have it. So if you would like to help out, that's great. If you don't, then we'll see what happens, all right? Let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for everything that you do for us. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for my listeners right now, and I just pray that you would just meet their needs physically, emotionally, spiritually, whatever needs they have today. Father, Mother, God, I just pray that you would meet them. Father, Mother, God, I just pray right now that you would help me move completely out of the way and become that vessel that you always use on this program. Father, Mother, God, I just pray right now for those that cannot be with us today for whatever reason, and that you would just help them in every area of their lives. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you that you are moving upon our planet, that doors are opening that people never thought would open, and I thank you for that. And Father, Mother, God, I pray right now that you would continue to lead us and guide us and direct us in everything that we do and everything that we say. And surround us right now with that white light of the Holy Spirit. And we say namaste and we say amen. And we will be right back after this opening song. And how about, I had another song picked, but how about we will go with, how about, I'm looking for a song, guys. Hang in there. How about this one? We'll be right back. Me 347-327-9316. Let's say hi to whoever's on the other end of 814. Hi.
Hello?
Hi, you're on air. How can I help you?
Hi, Michael. I have a question. I just applied for a position, and I wanted to see what you were picking up on that.
Okay.
Submitted everything.
Okay. Do you mind if I get your first name, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Amy.
Amy. Okay, thank you.
And I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
All right. Let me look at this really quick here. You've already applied for a position, is that correct?
Yeah, it doesn't close till Thursday.
Okay. All right, I'm going to say that everything looks okay to me. I'm going to green light this. Everything is showing me that this is yours. So I'm going to go with spirit. When I go with me, that's when I get in problems. But I'm going to go with spirit and say that you can have this. The one thing that they want you to work on is confidence. There's a little bit of lack of confidence on this. But I definitely just feel like that, you know, you're going to work on that. And I definitely see this working out for you. So does that help?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I appreciate you calling in. So, all right. You have a great day.
Okay. Okay,
right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, that was quick. All right, let's keep moving ahead here. 212, you're on air with me today. Hi. Hello. Okay, let's move on to 678. Hi, Susie.
Hi, Michael. Hey, I just wanted to get some kind of verification and check with you in spirit what you're getting on this. But I have, you know, tried to be in meditation as to, you know, why my relationship things are just going so slowly.
Mm-hmm.
And the message that I got was that I have to, like, totally release my two ex-relationships. And that's kind of difficult because it's also connected to my finances. So,
right.
Do you feel like that could be what's holding me up and the turtle's going slowly? Although the turtle, I think, is picking up.
Well, the thing that I'm picking up, Susie, is that I just feel like it's fear of you being alone. I mean, we can have a relationship with ourselves. We need to share our lives with other people, yes. But you know, I feel a lot of it is just fear that you're not going to find that person. And again, I'm going to reinstate that a lot of times we're focused on one thing and we're missing other opportunities. And so, because I feel like that there's other opportunities in your path that you're overlooking at the moment.
I'm looking really hard and trying to be open. And
yeah.
I'm not really fearful. Honestly, Michael, I'm not fearful of being alone. I just want somebody to, you know,
right.
share special things with. But if I'm by myself, I'm good.
Uh-huh. Right. And that's good. And so, you know, the one thing I would tell you is just be open to what spirit wants to bring into your path. But, you know, I just would be really open to other possibilities here, okay, than what you're focused on. But I, you know, hopefully that helps you.
Okay, Michael. We'll talk when I set up a reading with you, so we'll talk more, okay?
Okay, all right. Thank you, Susie. All right, bye-bye.
All right, love you. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Let's go ahead with hold on. I'm working here by myself today. Rose couldn't be with us today, so just bear with me for a minute. Otherwise, I'm going to get lost if I don't make some notes here and there. 850, you're on air with me today. Hi.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
Quick question. I wanted to see, of course, with the relationship, if you saw where a relationship I'm in is going to go anywhere.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was a little distracted. Could you repeat your question for a minute, please?
Okay. Yeah, I wanted to see if you saw anything with relationship, you know, with me, anything coming up.
Okay. Could I get your first name, please?
Mm-hmm. Deidre.
Okay, thank you. It just helps me tap into your energy, and I love that name. That's a beautiful name. I love that. You got really awesome energy. I want to tell you, you got really awesome energy. I'm going to get to the relationship, but I also feel like that spirit wants to talk to you about some other things in your life. Is that okay? Because I just feel like that a lot of times we're focused on one thing, and spirit wants to focus on other things. Okay? I'm going to ask you a question. Are you working at the moment? Because why would I see work coming into your future?
Yeah, I'm working. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there a chance that that's going to increase? Because I definitely see some kind of an increase there, like more money for you, which
Whoa.
Would be good. Yeah. Would that be Would that be okay with you? If Spirit increase that?
No, that's pretty much there. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. And as far as a relationship goes, I told you it was going to get there. I see something opening up here. It looks like to me late August, early September. This does look like a very good relationship for you. Just like a lot of people, you've had some rotten apples along the way here and there. I think we've all had those, you know. But I've had some of those even with worms in them. So, but yeah. Definitely see a good relationship opening up here. Definitely looks like it possible. It definitely, I was going to say possible, but definitely long-term relationship here that's popping up on your horizon. The only thing you're really going to have to watch with this relationship that's popping up here is just be sure that communication is always open, okay? I think a lot of times in relationships, that is the biggest problem. We're just not talking. And so not especially about things that we need to be talking about. Do you understand? And so, but I definitely see this being good for you. And I feel like that this is somebody that you possibly know, but not somebody that you've been in a relationship with.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Because, I mean, and it's not really, it's funny I even asked, because it's not really in the forefront for me, really.
Right.
But it's what I've been thinking about, but it's really not a biggie for me, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, and that's a good thing. And I think that a lot of times we need to have that kind of outlook, you know, just saying, okay, whatever's going to be is going to be, you know. And,
right.
and that's how you sort of live your life. And that's one thing I like about your energy is you're sort of this laid-back person. Hey, it's going to be whatever it's going to be. But the one thing I will tell you is you've been manifesting this, maybe not on a conscious level, but on a subconscious level, and Spirit's bringing it into your path. Because everybody, like Susie said earlier, everybody wants somebody to share their lives with. And you deserve an awesome person. You've had some really bad relationships, and you deserve somebody that's really going to love you unconditionally, and this person will do that. So hopefully that helps.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's great, Mike.
You're welcome. Hey, you know, we all need somebody to love us unconditionally, and that's hard. I mean, it's hard for us to love ourselves unconditionally, but you're doing a pretty good job at that. So continue doing that. I don't really see any major problems popping up in your path, so that's a good thing. So I do appreciate you calling in.
Oh, man, at a time. It's always wonderful. You're great, Mike.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You have a great day, okay?
Uh-huh. No problem.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye. Yeah. So let me go ahead and make a note here. Like I said, I don't have a helper today, so let me be sure that we're keep on moving there. 352, you're on air with me. I appreciate you calling in today. Oh, hi. Oh, there you are. Hi.
I'm here. My question today is if you have any messages for me.
Okay, from that's a wide open question. So
just any question or any question.
Any message.
Any, any messages.
Okay, yeah, because that could be, you know, we want to be careful. We just don't get a message from anybody out there. But let's see if there's any messages that want to come through here for you. Okay, I'm actually going to pull some cards for you as well. Could I get your first name that would help me tap into your energy?
Andrea.
Okay, thank you. Could you say your name one more time out loud, please? Just your first name.
Andrea.
Okay, thank you. All right. The message that I'm picking up here for you immediately is watching the way you talk to yourself. Do you talk to yourself in a negative way at times? I mean, just, you know, are you hard on yourself at times? Because that's the first thing I'm picking up here.
Yes.
Okay. Need to really watch that, because there is some gentleman on the other side. I don't know who this is. They're coming across very father-like to me. But it's coming across here saying that you are your worst enemy. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you need to watch that. I think we all are. Hey, we're not just talking about you. I think we're talking about a lot of people, including myself at times. So really watch that. But I see definitely a lot of great things ahead for you. Are you considering moving? Why would I see a physical move for you this year?
That's scary. Well, I am supposed to be moving on the 1st. I finally found a rental. I'm
okay.
Happy. Great place. But the people that are supposed to help me to move, there's a program for my kids and I.
Right.
I'm kind of like, I was all happy about it, but now they're like, you know, we don't have the funding, so I'm hoping they have funding next month on it.
Okay.
I would
see you definitely moving. You know, that just popped up, you know, while I was sitting here. And so I definitely see that. You know, let's not worry about it. You know, I think a lot of times we stress about stuff we have no control over. You really have no control over this. This is other people, and we can't control them. But what we can do is ask our angels to help them financially where they can help you. And I believe that that will happen. This move is definitely necessary for you. It's actually going to be good for you and your family. Definitely only see positives here. Really, I love the energy where you're about to move. So I only see good. And so that's what you want a reader seeing. Okay. So,
okay. That's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, you don't want a reader going, oh, my lands. That would be not good. But only see positives for you. And it's about time. It's about time you start having some positive churn around here. Is that correct? Because I just feel like the last 10 years of your life have been a battle. It's like,
oh my,
you know,
gosh, yeah.
Yeah, from day to day, not just physically but emotionally, it's just been this. It's just been this huge, gigantic battle for you, just to hold together. But definitely see a turnaround here as you go into summer here. This summer is going to be an off the hook summer for you. You're going to see things happen in your life that you never thought would happen, and so be open to that. Watch for possibilities. How many kids do you have?
Three.
I'm seeing three. Okay. Is your middle child a boy?
My middle is a girl.
Okay. Okay. Because I picked up your middle kid as a boy. Is she a very strong female? I mean, is she what I mean?
Bossy.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I wasn't going to go with the bossy thing. More stubborn and set in her ways, maybe. Okay. Because a lot of times girl energy will come across to me if they're a very strong female, will come across to me as boy energy, because I was focusing on her. And the one thing that I would tell you about her is I just feel like that she's going through a stage right now. This will change. And I would just really talk to her. Communication is important here, because I feel like that in some way she's acting out a little bit, and I feel like that there's something emotionally eating at her.
Probably her dad.
Yeah. So So I would definitely just check in with her. She will talk to you. And, you know, if she can't talk to you, I would get somebody in her path to help her, you know, where they could talk to her, because she needs to talk to somebody. She's really mad at a guy. Now, I don't know if this is her dad. I will tell you, I don't know that. But there's a lot of anger inside of her. And so I'm really concerned about her. The other kids, I feel like, are reacting okay in this situation, but she isn't. Does that make sense? I just feel like the boys are okay with it in some ways, but she just, oh, yeah. So, but I definitely see a turnaround there. But you guys are going to be awesome, and so I appreciate you calling in, all right?
Thank you very much. Is there a contact number for you or email?
Oh, yeah. The best way to get hold of me is you can go to my website, which is www.insightswithmichael.com.
Okay, and I'll listen back on the archives. Yeah.
That's the best way to get hold of me is that website, www.insightswithmichael.com, and over there you'll find a contact page, and right there is a phone number if you just want to directly call me and talk to me. So there's a phone number on there, a business number on there. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Yeah. And also, let me give you email addresses for me. InsightsWithMichael@ymail.com. And while I'm typing in notes here, YouAreAwakening@gmail.com. Have you ever just had your brain just shut down for a second? I was just like, whoa, okay, where did my brain go there? All right. 805, I appreciate you calling in. You are on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. This is Donna from California. Hi.
Hi, Donna. Hi.
I've been talking to this friend of a friend, an elderly friend's friend that visits him. His name is Jack. And we seemed to hit it off, and I wanted to know if it was going to go further and if you saw me going out there to meet him and visit him. And
All the answers to those are yes, 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 and yes. So that's good. Definitely feel like that this is a good relationship for you. There's a little bit of fear on your part, which is understandable.
Yes.
This, you know, there's some trust issues, things like that. We all have those. But, you know, this is a big step for you. This is getting you out of your comfort zones a whole lot. And so definitely feel like you're going out there. I definitely feel like that this is a very – I will tell you, this is a very serious relationship for you if you want it. Now, you know, you can you know.
I do.
Yeah, you don't – you can mess this up, but I don't want you to mess this up because this is going to be – a really good thing for you. You know, the one thing that I would tell you in this relationship you're really going to have to watch here is self-sabotaging this, okay? And so really watch that. Because I feel like that you're really bad about that. Does that make sense
to
you?
Okay. Oh, yeah, I do that.
Yeah.
You're right.
We have
a lot in common. We both like to travel, and he has a home in Sweden. I mean, we can do a lot of fun things together.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be awesome. Now, I also will tell you that I do see you living outside of the country.
Oh, yeah, he has a home in Sweden on an island.
Yeah, because I really see you living outside the States. But... you know, the one thing I would go for this, I wouldn't let my fear and my self-doubt keep me from having a loving, lasting relationship. And so this guy's a green light to me. And so, so if you don't want to date him, let me know.
No, we had a really good connection. It was really good.
Yeah. Yeah. Because
I think we're both ready.
Yeah, you are, and you know, there's a little bit of stuff to still work on. You know, really look at yourself. But yeah, I agree with you. You're ready for this. You deserve this. Let's go get it. All right.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. You have a great day. Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much, Michael. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye bye. All right. Let's go ahead and move on to some of these other callers here. 661, you're on air with me. I appreciate you calling in today. Whoop, hi. Hello? Anybody there? No. Okay. Going once. Going twice. All right. Let's move on to... Hold on. I'm so used to Rose. I miss her. All right. All right. I get spoiled. Rose is just busy today. She just couldn't be with us, so that's all right. I'm a big boy. I can handle them on my own. It's just hard sometimes. 678, hi.
Hello.
You're there. I'm glad. How can I help?
Hello, this is Kim from Florida.
Hi, how can I help?
And I was wondering if you happen to see a guy coming into my life as far as relationship goes.
Definitely, yeah, this must be yes day, because almost every relationship question so far has been yes, yes, yes. So we're going to stick with yes, because I definitely see that. Now, why would I see some distance? Is there some distance between you and him, like physical distance? Why would I see distance?
Why, do you think he's out of state?
Yeah, because I just feel like that there's some distance between you and him. Is this a long distance relationship, or is he close to you?
Well, I'm not in a relationship now, but I was just wondering if you saw.
Oh. Okay. Then why am I talking like there's a guy already in the picture here? Hold on for a minute, because I'm already seeing somebody in your life. Is there somebody you're interested in? Because I keep picking up a guy's energy around you like you guys are in a relationship.
Well, there is a guy in my life, but we're not...
Okay.
We're not dating or anything.
Okay, but there is a guy around you. Okay, all right. That would make... Okay. That's probably whose energy I'm picking up. Okay. Because I was like, okay, there's already somebody around you, but this is not somebody that you're going to settle down with and... Okay. I'm going to say a romantic relationship is coming into play here. It looks like about the end of the year. It looks like about October to me.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to go back to the relationship the friendship that you're in, okay? I think, you know, a lot of times we say the word relationship, we think romantic, and then, you know, we get all crazy and stuff like that, but... Any relationship is, you know, friendship, anything like that, is a relationship. Let's look at your friendship, okay? Because, so this is just a friendship, right?
Yeah, it's just a friendship.
Okay. And now, is there a chance that he might have more feelings for you than you think?
If he does, he's not showing it.
Okay, all right. Because I just feel very, when I'm tapping into him, this is what I want to talk to you about. And this is why I was a little confused. Because I feel like that he is interested in you. And I feel like that when you start dating somebody else, you're going to see a little bit of jealousy popping in here. Because I feel like that right now he's okay with things because there's not a guy so much around. But I just feel like that he does care about you. So I would examine that relationship. But like I said, there is a person coming into your path in October. But I feel like that there's going to be a shift in the friendship, which, you know, this guy might step up and tell you that he really cares about you in a different way. So that's just an option, okay? That's just something I'm seeing. And I thought I'd let you know about that. All right?
Okay.
Okay. All right. I appreciate you calling in. All right. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.
No problem. I'm glad I could help. Hopefully I helped. All right. Let me make a note here because otherwise I'm going to get really confused and I'm already confused enough. I don't need to create things to confuse me. 212, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi.
How can I help you?
Hello?
Yes, you're on air.
Yes, it's Nathaniel.
Hi, I haven't talked to you for a while. Where have you been hiding?
I've moved out of my house I owned for many years, and
right.
I've been moving around, so
okay.
Kind of readjust.
Yeah, it takes a time to readjust and stuff like that, but I will just tell you, I only see positive, so that's a good thing. Today's must be positive day, so that's a good thing. We lost you. Can you call back, please? 212, please call me back. For some reason, I thought we were about to lose you because I heard a bunch of popping noises. So please call me back, all right? In the meanwhile, let's talk to 818. Ooh, hi.
Hello. I'm from L.A. Nice to hear you. And I'm sorry, I miss Rose, too. She's such a doll face.
I know she is.
You don't realize what you're having till you lose it. Isn't that so true? Cliches really make sense.
Go ahead. You
okay,
got a question?
So everyone's on a roll for positivity. Now there's my turn. And I'm open
okay.
to hear anything. I had a man in my life for since really 07 on and off.
Uh-huh.
And we're off again, even though it's the same thing. I really think, I want to know if this time it's the real thing, that I really can walk away from him and we can move forward with other relationships. I mean, he has no problem doing that. I'm asking if he's going to leave me alone.
All right. Spirit wants to ask you a question. Okay. I love it.
Sure.
I love it when Spirit wants to ask us questions.
You
know, we're always asking Spirit questions, but let's go ahead and see what Spirit wants to ask you. Spirit wants to ask you if you're ready to let this go and move on to something else.
Wow. This time I really feel I am.
Okay.
I really. Yeah,
because I will tell you what I'm seeing, and what I'm seeing is this is done. You know, this cycle needs to be broken, and this is just a merry-go-round that is making everybody sick at the moment. And so, and I don't mean to be rude or anything like that. It's just time to move on to something else for you and for him. And as you break this, you will be moving into a more positive part of your life, and there is a positive person coming into your life. Looks like to me. Looks like the end of July, early August here. Very spiritual person, a person that will love you unconditionally, a person you can trust. I don't see any problems on that level of his life. Just an overall good person. And so this is what you deserve. And Spirit, you know, again, is just wanting to be sure. Because, you know, a lot of times we hold on to things that we know are not going to work for us. You know, they're not for our higher good. And so Spirit just wants to be sure if you're ready, then Spirit's going to bring this in here, okay? And so you just got to be ready for that. And, you know, and I do feel like that you'll have a friendship with the person that's, you know, been on this ride with you. But I don't feel like that it would ever go into what you really want and need. But you deserve somebody to do that. That person's coming into your life here, looks like about July. The end of July.
I love it. I'm invaded. Thank you.
You're welcome. And the one thing that I would do is just, you know, ask the angels to help you. And, you know, and if this guy can't take no, then you're going to have to be a little tough here and say, okay, we've been on this ride for a while and it's not going anywhere. You know, so it's just going around in circles. And so you might have to do some little tough love here. But you're strong enough to do that. You can do that nicely. But you deserve somebody to love you and not keep going around in circles and not giving you what you need.
I
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you know maybe by chance this new meeting, would it be at a social affair, through business, just at the market? I mean, any idea how?
I feel like it's in an outdoor setting, yes. It's like an outdoor setting. Because I see like booths and something like that. It has like a very like street fair to me feel. Something like that. Kind of some outdoor celebration of some sort.
Love it. All right, y'all. Take care.
All right, thank you. All right, bye-bye. Yeah, it's something outside. Okay, I got open lines. If you would like to be a part of the program. 347-327-9316 is the call-in number to this program. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. So I appreciate it. The one thing that I want to talk about really quick here is about opening up to possibilities. You know, a lot of times in our lives, we're saying, okay, Spirit, I want this, I want that. And then when Spirit puts that in our path, we're like, uh-oh, it's in my path. And what I mean by that is a lot of times, you know, Spirit is trying to pull us out of our comfort zones, out of, hey, you know, those boxes that we have created for our own lives. There's a situation right now where Spirit's going to be pulling me completely out of my boxes and putting me on a good path, I know, but it is a little scary for me. I'm going to be here in July. I'm going to be going to Colorado. So if you're in the Colorado area, please listen to me. I will be in Colorado. I will be having an event in Colorado, in Sedalia, Colorado, on July 19th. You can find that information on my website at www.insightswithmichael.com. And you can reserve your seats and all that stuff if you're in the Colorado area. If you're close to there, you know, come there. And I would love to meet you. But I will be in Colorado in July. And this is going to be pulling me out of comfort zones. Because, I mean, there's some people that are sponsoring me to come to Colorado. And I appreciate it so much. I know the people a little bit, but not that a whole lot. And I'm going to be there for 5 days. And so it is going to be different. And so, but it's okay. Different's not bad. Different is just different. And, you know, the one thing that Spirit was talking to me last night about this situation, because I was a little nervous and still a lot nervous about it. And I was telling Spirit, I said, you know, I'm just not sure. And Spirit said, okay, you can stay in your box if you want, but if we stay in our box, we go nowhere. I want to say that again. We can stay in our boxes. We got free will. We got free choice. We can stay in our boxes. We can stay in our comfort zones. But what are we missing? You know, it's like a turtle. Okay? Have you ever seen a turtle? I'm sure everybody's seen a turtle one time or another. But for them to go anywhere, what did they have to do? For them to go anywhere on their path, what did they have to do first? They have to stick their head out of their shell. Otherwise, they're going nowhere. Because that's just proven fact. So the first thing they have to do is stick their head out of the shell. And ever watch the turtle, they get a little nervous, they stick their head back in that shell. Because that's their protection. That is where they're safe. Do you know that a lot of us on our spiritual journey could be a whole lot farther if we didn't keep sticking our head into our shells? You know, ow, that hurt a little. Hey, I'm talking to myself too. You know, you know, I talk about this a lot on this program is fear. And fear can cripple us faster than anything. And I don't want fear to hold me back from a bright future. From possibilities, potentials. Do you know that our world is full of potential? Some good, some not so good. But if we never pull our head out of our shell, then we're never going to see any of that. Do you know that there's a whole wide world outside there, outside of our little boxes, waiting for you? Do you know that? Waiting for you. Isn't that awesome? Waiting for you. And what I mean by that is you have so much potential. You are a part of the puzzle. Okay, let's look at the world as a puzzle. Okay? In some ways, it sort of is that. And so, okay, let's say that you never participate in the world. You're a missing part of the puzzle. The picture cannot be completed without you. Are you listening? You might think you're not important, but you are. There is nobody listening to my voice right now that is not important to the puzzle. We cannot complete the picture without you. Have you ever seen, have you ever went to a garage sale? I went to a garage sale one day, and I saw this beautiful box, a puzzle. I love puzzles. And I saw this beautiful puzzle, and I thought, man, that is going to be a beautiful puzzle when I get it together. And so I started putting it together, and I started putting it together, and I got more excited and more excited because it was all coming together. And then there was this gigantic gaping hole in the middle of my puzzle. And I looked all over for the piece. And it wasn't there. Are you following? Are you listening? Are you understanding what Spirit's trying to say? Is I couldn't complete the picture without that piece. So I boxed up the puzzle. I was disappointed. Yeah. I mean, I can imagine what the puzzle would have looked like with that piece in it. But it wasn't the same without it in it. It would have looked a little weird hanging on my wall in a frame with a missing piece in it. Maybe I should have put it together and framed it, and then I could have said, you know, that's how our lives are with those missing pieces. We have those gaping holes. But you're an important part of the puzzle of life. And don't ever forget it, okay? All right, hold on for just a second. I'm going to have to knock some air on here. I'm going to put on a song. So hold on for just a second. We will be right back. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. How about we play this song? We'll be right back.
exactly where I need to be. I need to be exactly where I am. I am a blessing manifest.
Do you know that's what you are? Yeah, that's what you are. You're a blessing manifest. Do you know that we need to step in to our divinity, into who we truly are? You know, in the last few days, in the last few weeks, I've been saying that we are a spiritual being housed in a human form, having human experiences, and that is exactly where we are. But we are exactly divinity. We are exactly in this now moment. And in this now moment is all we have. We don't have another moment promised to us. So we're exactly where we need to be. Because in this exact moment, Spirit can move things out of our way, can move us into our future. But we got to let go of all of those things that are holding us back, and a lot of the things that are holding us back is us. We go back to the turtle. Let's say that I'm a turtle. And I know that on the other side of that road is something amazing for me. So I'm on this side of the road, and I have to go by a whole bunch of obstacles, cars. But I'm thinking, man, I want to really get on the other side because I know that that's where Spirit wants me. But I'm comfortable over here. I'm safe over here. The grass is nice over here. It's pretty soft. The Spirit keeps tugging on me and saying, hey, cross the road. Come over here. And I was like, there's a whole bunch of obstacles. I could get crushed. So the first thing I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to look around. I'm going to have to observe what is going on. And maybe there are some obstacles, but Spirit's calling me to come over to the other side. So then I'm going to observe. I'm going to learn how to get around those obstacles. So I'm in the middle of the road now. This is no time for me to be sticking my head into my shell. I got to get going across the road. Otherwise, I'm going to get... Yeah. So I get over to the other side, and the other side is awesome. But it took me trusting Spirit, saying, hey, I want you on the other side, and you can get through this. That's where we are right now in life. Spirit's going to help us through and help us move forward. All right? Let's go ahead and talk to some of these people that have called in here. 617, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hey, Michael. How are you?
I am doing good. It looks like I got a little helper now, so that's
good.
Good. All right.
Good. I always love your messages.
Well, thank you. How can I help you today?
My message.
You got a message for us? That's awesome. Hey, you never know. You might. So.
My question is in regards to actually a fantastic opportunity, work opportunity for myself.
Right.
It'll be really fantastic
right.
Because it's actually leading me, I feel, to really opening up and moving into me eventually having my own business.
Definitely.
And yes. Now, do you see this opportunity coming forward for me?
I do, but there's a but here.
Okay.
And it's your fear. There's a little bit of reservation, a little bit of fear. I heard it in your voice.
Oh yes.
I was listening very carefully to what you were saying, and you kept using the words, well, if possibly. Okay, let's get
right.
all those words out of the way and let's
You're
get
right.
this done. You know,
Amen.
And because
Amen.
You deserve this, okay?
Amen.
And definitely this is a stepping stone to a big, huge world. It's sort of like the turtle story
Amen.
I just said. You
Which
know,
I
Spirit,
love.
Yeah, Spirit is getting you ready to move you across the road. And you're looking, you're looking at the road, and you're seeing some big cars. You know, you're seeing some obstacles that could be, you know, that could crush you. But you just have to learn how to get around those obstacles. And that's what you're doing. And I don't see anything that's going to crush you or crush this dream. This is your destiny. And I'm excited. I'm about to cry. I'm so excited.
So you
are moving forward. Continue to be the blessing to the world that you already are. Because you got great potential inside of you. You are an amazing spiritual being. You lose sight. I know I'm going to make you cry, right? But the reason why I'm telling you this, and this is the way Spirit wants me to talk to you, is because I feel like that a lot of times you lose sight of that. You get caught up in the everyday life, and you got some people around you that are just not positive people. So it's hard for you to keep that smile on your face, to keep you not wanting to go back into your shell.
I knew you were talking to me.
Yeah, I know. This turtle story, I think it's hitting a lot of people today. That's okay. The one thing I would tell you is it's time for you to stick your head out there proudly and become that wonderful turtle that you are and have the wonderful life ahead, okay? I only see good things for you. I don't see anything that I'm concerned about. I will tell you before we end, there are some people that you need to really examine and see if they need to stay in your path.
Amen. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Because Amen. A lot of times, sometimes we surround ourselves, and we don't really want to admit this, sometimes we surround ourselves with people, and then we look at them and like, okay, seriously? What are they doing in my path?
Amen.
But they all serve a purpose. Amen. Everybody serves a purpose. But sometimes in our lives, we have to say, okay, this person is holding, this little turtle is holding me down. So I gotta let him go so I can move on. So you might want to look at the people around you, okay?
Yes, you always speak the truth. To me, you speak the truth.
Well, thank you.
Seriously,
I appreciate
you, it's beautiful. It is so beautiful, Michael.
I appreciate it. All
truly,
right.
you are much loved. You really are.
Thank you. You have a great day, okay?
You as well. God bless you, and many blessings
you
to you.
Thank you. Alrighty. Namaste.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Namaste.
All right. I'm about to cry. Whoa. Do you know, I just got to stop for a second. Hold on. I'm just who I am, and that's just who I am. And a lot of times people say, well, Michael, you're too sensitive. I don't think that we can be too sensitive. I think that our world needs more sensitive people. I think we need more love. There was a ruling today by the Supreme Court, and I want to talk about it. I wasn't going to talk about it, but I want to talk about it because it is a major change. And it's a change that we needed. Because there should be nowhere in our world people telling us who we can love and who we can't love. I think it's time for our world to let go of old judgmental stuff and move forward. If we cannot get past the judgmental attitudes that we have, then I'm a little concerned about our future. But I am so glad to see a ruling come across that said that judgmental stuff was unconstitutional. That's sort of what was coming down today. And I know that that's a touchy subject for a lot of people, but I think that we live in a world where it's okay to love whoever you want. And if that means me loving another guy or me loving another woman, it shouldn't matter. Who I love is really none of your business. my business. And I'm glad that Supreme Court finally ruled in that way. So, all right. Let's go ahead and move on to Holly in... It's just weird now. Holly in California. All right. So, hi, Holly.
Hi. Can you hear me good?
Yeah. Now, you're going to have to, like... You're going to have to, like... I don't know. So, I mean, so used to you saying, hi, this is Holly from Seattle. Now it's like Holly from California. I'm going to have to get used to it, but that's all right. All right.
I love how it sounds.
I know. Hey, I'm glad that you're happy. I can tell you're happy, and that's all that matters. How can I help you, Holly?
Well, I'm just wondering when I'm going to get my own place, because right now I have roommates to help me get started on the change. And
right. Roommates are okay. Roommates are okay right now, but that's not what Spirit wants for you. I would see your own place. Looks like you got about one more full month with your roommates, unfortunately. Looks like August to me.
Okay, and how do I keep their negative energy off me?
White lighting yourself. Spend as much time away from them as possible. And I'm hoping that this situation moves quicker for you and you can get your own place quicker. But as a reader and in this now moment, I would have to tell you August. Okay. But I am hoping that this opens up quicker for you, because of the situation, but also
yeah.
Be thankful, you know, be thankful for them because they got
yeah.
you to where you are now and they are there for you. Even if they are negative, they are there for you. I mean, and so, and that's one thing we have to look at. You know, there's sometimes in our lives that they're just negative people, but they also serve a purpose. And so they got you to California. So
yeah.
That is awesome. And so, be thankful for them. Be grateful for where you are right now. And then Spirit will move you on to something better. I'm going to stick with August here, but I'm hoping it's sooner, all right?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Let's go ahead and talk to Frank in California. Hi, Frank.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me
on. I'm good. No problem. How can I help you today?
Hey, I'm calling because I like listening to you. It's really, really inspiring. Hey, I have a question about my work, my job. I'm taking a little hiatus because after
okay.
about 30 years, I'm kind of getting burned out. And
yeah, I can imagine.
If I should go
yeah.
forward and finish it out, or maybe I need to go do something else.
You need to do something else. That was easy. So, yeah. That was quick. It's time for you. You know, you were good at what you did, but it's time to move on to something else. You know, it's not, you know, it's time to, broaden your horizons a little bit here. And so I definitely see something opening up for you. I'm not sure what. I'm going to ask you a question because I saw something interesting, and I'm going to ask you a question. I don't know why I saw this. Have you ever thought about electrician or something like that? Why would I see a whole bunch of wires around you? I see electrical wires around you.
I don't know. I know I haven't been doing I've been a foreman in the construction field for, 20 years, doing the same
right.
thing for 30. I don't know. I'm kind of, I took a break, and every time I want to go back, it seems like something prohibits it or gets in my way or delays it, and it kind of makes my little break here go longer, but it's kind of nice having a little break from work.
Right. Yeah.
Kind of on my little spiritual journey of myself these last
right.
two or three months.
Well, hey, that's a good thing, and you're opening up and you're learning about you, and that's a cool thing. And I think that as you have taken this break, you have really found a different Frank here, you know. And I think that that's why you really don't want to go back to that, because that was the old you, and you've evolved and changed. And so this is confusing to you. You're not really understanding what's going on. And I've seen this happen a lot right now because we're in brand new energies and a lot of people are having this. You know, there's like, okay, I did this for 20-some years or 30-some years. I just don't fit there anymore because you've evolved. You've changed. What would you like to do? Is there a dream job that you would like to do? Is there something right now? Because you have an opportunity to do whatever Frank wants to do. So what is that?
I think about that a lot. And I've been doing the same thing for so long, sometimes it's hard to envision me doing something else. But I do think about that a lot.
Yeah. Okay, so let's do this. Let's do this, Frank. I'm not in a big hurry, so let's do this. I want you to close your eyes and visualize a clean slate. There's no job. You haven't been working yet at all in your whole life. So get a clean slate. What is that job that pops up? What is that dream job that you're seeing? Forget that you've done anything else. What is that job you want?
Oh, wow.
Hey, keep doing that. Now, you know, I'm not going to put you on the spot. I'm going to let you off the hook here a little bit. But, you know, just do that today. And when you see that, then manifest that. Okay? That's what I want you to do today. I want you to get a clean chalkboard in your head and see that job. Okay? And when you see where you belong, then I want you to manifest that. And that will come to you today. Okay? And let me know when that happens. All right? I appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. I will really work on that.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, the thing that I would tell you, Frank, is you know, get that 30-year job out of your head, and because you got so much more potential. There is so much more inside of you than just that. You know, it's like me. I cleaned for a big, huge part of my life. Almost 40-some years was in the cleaning field. I know that it's easy for us to say, okay, that's all we know to do, and that's is our comfort zone. But you got so much more to do than just what you were doing. Okay? So see that and get it in your life. All right?
I will.
All right. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem. Appreciate calling in. All right. So, yeah. You know, that's with a lot of us. You know, we just, you know, sometimes we get stuck in those comfort zones. We think, okay, well, this is all I know to do. Well, you know, it goes back to how I started the show. You know, we can stay in our little comfort zones. We can. You know, Spirit says we can. But why? Because they're safe. They're our comfort zones. But do you know that Spirit has a way of saying, hey, you know what? I'm going to give you a chance to come out of those on your own, and then I'm going to pull you out of there. You know, the other, you know, these people in Colorado that want me to come down there, they you know, they started talking about this a few months ago, and I was like, okay, yeah. You know, because I didn't think it would happen. I was like, okay, yeah, it's good talk. It's okay, yeah. I'd be up for it. Because I never thought that it would happen. Now it's happening. It's a reality. Plane tickets are bought. But it's a way of getting me out of those little comfort zones. I'm looking forward to it. I haven't been in Colorado for a long time. The last time I was in Colorado, I was just thinking about that today. Last time I was in Colorado, I'm going to date myself here a minute, but last time I was in Colorado, I was 20-some years old. I wasn't married yet. There's also, you know, that other thing I want to talk about. When I was in Colorado, I was with a church group that I was in, this church for 20-some years of my life, and I didn't realize that this little trip to Colorado was going to jar some things in me. Please listen to what Spirit wants to say. Because we forget some things. We forget things in our lives. You know, I looked back at that trip when I was with those people, you know, when I was in church, and, you know, it was an awesome trip, and we did some really cool things. But I have realized that it's stirring up a lot of emotion inside of me, a lot of emotion that I didn't realize was there. Or maybe I did, or maybe I just didn't want it stirred. I don't know. But I can tell you it's stirring up. So what do we do with emotions when it gets stirred up? We look at it, we examine it, and we release it, or at least we do our very best to do that. I think a lot of times that's why we stay in our comfort zones. Because we know in our comfort zone the emotion that's there already. We already know the surroundings. It's like me as a turtle. I already know my shell. I've been carrying it around for a while. I know how it looks. I know how it feels. Because it's me. Or is it? That's a question. Let's look at the turtle. Is that shell that turtle? That's a question. Answer it by writing me an email at youareawakening@gmail.com. Or insightsofmichaelymel.com. Is the shell the turtle? Is the question. The answer is yours. Let's see what you guys think. I appreciate you guys so much. I really do. And I appreciate you listening to this show. As I started the show earlier, and I want to talk about it again really quick here, I don't talk a lot about finances on this program. I hate talking about finances, actually. That's why we don't talk about them. I hate them. I know hate's a strong word, but I dislike them a whole lot. Okay, let's do that. And nobody wants to talk about finances. It's not one of those fun subjects. But unfortunately, it's a subject that we have to talk about if we're going to continue moving forward with this program. I looked at the calendar today, and we are on the 26th. On the 29th, which is, I think, hold on, let me pull a calendar. Oh, no, the 30th. Well, 29th could be our last program. We will be on there on the 29th. But without your help, come July 1st, we go silent. Nobody wants that, I don't think. I don't want it. I hope you don't want it. So I need your help. We have several listeners. We have a listener base. This month alone, you guys have done an amazing thing for this show. You guys are amazing. I love all of you, but you guys are amazing. This month alone, just this month, we have over, so far, and we're not done yet, we've had 1,000 live listens. That is the most live listens that we've had on this program. That's the most live listens I've had ever since I've been on Blog Talk with other programs. You guys rock. Let's not stop rocking. A lot of you, when I talk to you, say, man, Michael, this show is very important to me. You're awesome, and I love this program. Give your best gift. www.spiritualtalkradio.net. You will look at the very top. It will say the word donation. go there, click on it, make a donation. Any amount would help. No amount is no amount. This show has been supported by you for a long time now. And I believe that this is the way that Spirit wanted it. I don't really have it to do, guys. But one thing I prayed about with this program, when I started this program, I prayed about it. For many years, I supported Blog Talk Radio. I put my own money into it. And then Spirit told me that everybody should be a part. And this is your way of being a part of what Spirit is doing right now. Spirit is doing something amazing on this program. I do not want to see it stop. You guys have heard it. You've listened to it. Blog Talk Radio has recognized it this month and has featured us, which I'm so thankful for. But I don't do this program for glory or to get a name for myself. I do it because it's my passion. I want to see you grow spiritually. That's what I live for. I was on Aaron Knowlton's program right here on Blog Talk Radio. And if you've never listened to Aaron's program, go over there and listen. He had some really awesome guests. I was over there listening yesterday. But I was on his program one time, and you can listen to that show. It was the last show that I was on his program. And Aaron asked me, "Michael, what is your purpose?" And before my brain had a chance to think, I said that my purpose was to see people spiritually grow. That is my purpose. And that's what I believe it is. I believe that when I was a young child, Spirit put his hand on me and said, "Michael, this is what I want for you." There has been a couple of times that when I've been crossing the road as a turtle, there's a couple of times that I've come really close to being squashed. And so have you. But we're still learning how to navigate the obstacles. Right now, this radio program is faced with a huge obstacle. But I believe in the Spirit within you and the Spirit within me that will move us forward into July. So I bring it to you, the listeners of this program. What do you guys want for July? Do you want this program to move forward, or do you want us to go silent? I hope that it's that we move forward. Give your best gift. Do what you can. You know, I thought about charging for readings to get some money, but I promised that I wouldn't do that. There's some shows on Blog Talk Radio that charge for readings. And I have nothing against them or anything like that. That's just not what I want to do on this program. I have done my very best to follow Spirit here. The best I know how. And I am so thankful for what we've accomplished. What we have accomplished. Not just me. We. You. Me. We have accomplished here. And I'm so excited about what's ahead. But I can't do it by myself. That's not how Spirit wants us to do things here on Spiritual Talk Radio. Spiritual Talk Radio, to me, has always been a family. And in a family, It's not I, it's us. I remember one time when I was little, I got picked on a lot at school. I remember one time, these kids, they loved punching on me for whatever reason. I don't know. I thought about buying them one of those little Bozo punching bags and saying, here, punch on this. But they loved punching on me. And so one day I was walking home, and I stayed after school a lot just because I thought, well, they'll give up, and I can walk home without becoming a punching bag today. And so I was walking home, and these kids jumped out, and they started punching on me. But so while this one kid was on me, and he was punching on me, we heard this awful noise, and it was like some person screaming. And we looked down the sidewalk, and I saw this little blonde-headed kid running towards me, and his hands were up in his air, and he was screaming at the top of his lungs. It was my brother. Family sticks together. And the kid said, who is that? And I said, that's my brother. And if I was you, I wouldn't be on top of me, pounding me when he gets here, because he's a little crazy. My brother wasn't crazy, but that guy didn't know it. But, you know, you see a little blonde-headed thing running towards you with his arms above his hair, screaming at the top of his lungs. Might think he's a little something. That's family. Family sticks together through thick or thin. Family might have its disagreements from here and time to time, but family's family. And I believe that Spirit has formed a wonderful family right here on Spiritual Talk Radio. I don't see you guys as listeners. I see you as brothers and sisters. Because we are all hooked together. This show has been an amazing journey for me. From the very first moment that I clicked on a microphone years ago on Blog Talk Radio to today, it has been an amazing journey. And even though it's had its ups and downs and moments when I didn't know what would happen next, I wouldn't have missed it for the world. And I am looking forward to more wonderful days here on Blog Talk Radio with you. But I can't do it by myself. Nobody can do anything by themselves. We all need each other. We all need one another. You need me, I need you. Spiritual Talk Radio wouldn't be Spiritual Talk Radio without you. It would just be me, a microphone, and empty air. But I'm telling you, come July 1st, at 11 a.m., we might not be here. And the thoughts of that just scares the daylights out of me. Not because I'm anything great, but because of the Spirit within me that is great. Spirit has called me to do this. I know that. And I know that there's a lot of people out there that don't get me. And that's okay, because you really don't get you. So I don't hold it against you, because you don't get you. So how are you going to get me sometimes? But go around and listen to other shows on Blog Talk Radio. And then decide. Come Monday at 11 a.m., do you want to hear Spiritual Talk Radio or do you want to hear something else? www.spiritualtalkradio.net is where the donation button is. And no matter what happens, I'm not going to be mad. I'm just going to decide that the journey has come to an end. Sometimes in life, journeys come to an end. We have to accept those. But this is one I don't want to accept. And hopefully it doesn't happen. But come July 1st, if it is the end of Spiritual Talk Radio, then it's the end. But I don't think it is. I think it's just the beginning. This month has been amazing here. At the beginning of the month, I got an email from Blog Talk Radio saying your show's been featured. I didn't even understand what that meant. But it meant amazing things this month for us. It's brought a lot of new listeners to my program. Thank you for listening. I know that I'm touching your lives, but it's not me, it's the spirit within me. Touching the spirit within you. And that is what is the difference of Spiritual Talk Radio. There is something here. I don't always understand it. But I come here, I click on a mic, and I open my mouth, and spirit fills it with amazing things. Sometimes things that hit me right between the eyes and talks to my heart makes me cry, makes me question myself, as it makes you question you. There are other shows here on Blog Talk Radio that are good. I'm not saying that we're the only good show on Blog Talk Radio, so please don't misinterpret that, because there are some awesome shows. I listened to one yesterday. But what I'm saying is we do not want our voice to go silent. Give your best gift. 1,000 listens this month. That is amazing. Live listens. That doesn't count the callers. That doesn't count the archive listeners. That's live listens. That's you listening right now to this program. That's you. 1,000 live listens. It blows my mind, actually. That is awesome. Thank you so much. Let's not stop now, guys. Let's not stop. I can't do it alone. I need you. You need me. Let's work together to be the change we want to see in the world today. This is no time for voices to go silent. Not my voice, your voice, nobody's voice. This is not a time for us to be silent. This is a time for us to scream from the rooftops. Now is our moment. True change is coming to our planet. We saw it today in a ruling by the Supreme Court that says it's okay to love whoever you want to love. That is an amazing thing. I was so excited. This week for me has been a week of an excitement already. So much. I get to go to Colorado. That is taking place and working out. So that's awesome. A theater where I used to work that they're restoring. The lights finally came on inside of there. The lights have been out in that theater since the 80s. It was nice to see lights turn on. That might not mean anything to you, but it means a lot to me. And then today, I was sitting there and Spirit said, you need to go check the news. That ruling had just came down. And if you've never been judged by your sexual orientation, you will not understand. That. Because most of my life, I was told that loving somebody of the same sex was wrong. Today, the Supreme Court rules that that is not wrong. And that is an amazing change. I never thought I'd see the day. But it's about time. It gives me hope to see the world ahead that I see. The reason why I'm speaking to you now. And just like you, I get discouraged when I don't see change, when I see the same old judgmental attitudes that I've always seen. But today, that is changing. If we allow it. I know that there will be some people that don't like that. Because they want to stay in their shells and they want to stay where they're safe. But they're missing a whole bunch of wonderful people and a whole bunch of wonderful world. Love is love. And it don't matter if you're purple, green, black, yellow, or whatever. It's an amazing journey ahead. Let's continue forward with Spiritual Talk Radio. Let's continue forward on our spiritual journey together. Let's continue being the change we want to see in the world today. Let's be open to possibilities and potential that we haven't even tapped into, guys. Last year in June, if you go back to last year, if you go back to Insights with Michael and you listen to that show, Insights with Michael, in June, you saw a change take place and you've heard it every single month since then, right here. I'm evolving, you're evolving, our world is evolving and changing constantly. At rates that sometimes scares us, we are accelerating forward. Let's not put on the brakes now. It took a while for us to get up to this speed. Let's not slow down. When I was a kid, I loved going a little fast. Don't tell my parents. But I'd get in my car, and I would go out in the country, which luckily my guardian angel was with me, because out in the country, there's loose gravel. It's probably not a good idea for you to go at high speeds of rates out on loose gravel. You could end up on the other side, and then a medium, myself or somebody else, would be having to communicate with your loved ones. And so, So don't do that. All right. But I went out there and I loved going a little fast. I didn't go a lot fast. I was a little scared to go a lot fast. But I went a little fast. And I loved that. I love that feeling of acceleration. And I love the acceleration that I have with Spirit right now. I love where I'm at, accelerating. I want to go a little faster, though. I don't want to put on the brakes now. Okay? www.spiritualtalkradio.net. Make the best donation you can. Let's not put on the brakes. All right. Let's see. What else do I need to tell you? I guess tell you I love you, and so I do, and I think you know that. I think you know that I love you. I think you know that I care about you. If you don't, you do now. You know, I told somebody one day, they were saying something to me, and I said, if you don't know me by now, you're never going to know me. I mean, yes, Michael has a little few rough edges here and there, and sometimes Michael barks and growls. But really deep down inside, Michael loves you. I know that I have some rough edges. I know that. But also, I know that you have some too. But I still love you. You know, one thing that, you know, when I was in church, people said, well, you have to do this, you have to do that, you have to jump through this hoop, you have to jump through that hoop. And I tried. I tried jumping through hoops like crazy. I tried to be somebody I wasn't for years in my life just because I didn't want to lose stuff. But do you know that I was losing stuff all along? Because I was losing me. I was losing something very important because I wasn't being me. I was trying to jump through hoops to please everybody else, but the one person that really mattered was me, and I wasn't pleasing me. And I tried fitting into the religious mold, but I just didn't fit, and I am so glad. Because I just don't fit there. But I fit where I'm at. Because I'm exactly where I need to be. I'm exactly who I'm supposed to be. I love that song. Because I'm exactly where I need to be. Right now, I'm with you. And that's exactly where I need to be right now. Because right now, there is somebody listening to my voice that you're having a bad, 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 awful day. And I want you to know something. If that's you, drop me an email, talk to me. Let's get you out of there. I've had bad, 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 awful days. I know how to get out. Let me teach you how. If you would like to get a full reading from me, you can go over to my website, www.insightswithmichael.com, and set up a reading with me. Listen to guests that I've had here on the show. I've had some really wonderful guests. Amazing talent is on our planet. Listen to them. There has been some amazing talent here. Amazing gifted readers right here on Spiritual Talk Radio. Listen to them. Contact them. Get readings from them if you want. I'm not in competition with any of them. We're working together, I hope, to change our planet. I think that's the difference you're going to hear here on Spiritual Talk Radio. Is that I'm not in competition with anybody. I'm just me. Doing the best job I can to let that little turtle me get across the road and navigate around the obstacles and get to the other side. Doing the best I can. But do you know that sometimes turtles work together? Watch them. Sometimes they work together. I saw a turtle one day. He somehow he got flipped over. and he was on his top, and his legs were sticking up in the air. Imagine this. Imagine this in your head right now. Imagine a turtle on its shell, and he's got his legs up in the air, and he's wobbling around, and he can't flip himself over. He just couldn't do it. And I was like, oh my gosh, how is this turtle going to get upright? All of a sudden, I saw three other turtles headed his way. And they pushed on him, and pushed on him, and pushed on him, until he flipped over. They worked together to get him flipped over so he could continue on his path. That's what Spiritual Talk Radio is. Helping you when you feel like that you are on your back and you don't know how you're going to get flipped over. I'm that turtle plowing through saying, I'm going to flip you over and get you back on your path. And I won't give up until I get the job done. I've had many obstacles with this program here on Blog Talk Radio. I've had a lot of lower energy fighting against me as hard as they can. But I'm still here. There are days that I've wanted and I have thrown stuff across the room because I get frustrated. I'll admit it. I get frustrated sometimes, but I'm still here. Because I am that determined turtle saying, I am going to see you accomplish what I believe Spirit has put you here to do. And I'm not about to give up trying to flip you over and getting you off of your back and getting you on your path. I'm a determined little turtle when I need to be. Sometimes those rough edges come into play in a good way. Because when I set my mind to do something, my friends, there is no stopping me. I am determined. And I am determined to see a better world. I'm determined to be that change I want to see in the world today. I don't want to go anywhere. I want to be right here on July 1st at 11 a.m. I want to click on my computer and I want to say, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Let's see it happen. Because at 11 a.m. on July 1st, I don't want to hear this. Do the best you can. I'm a determined little turtle, guys. I really am. You know, you guys are too. A lot of you have gone through lots of obstacles. Rose, that helps me out. She's a determined little turtle too. I'm going to talk about her for a minute. It's okay. She's not going to get mad, I don't think. If she does, she'll get over it. But Rose, I've known her for a while now. And she's a determined little turtle. Yes, she gets a little frustrated at other turtles in her path. And maybe she wants to be that snapping turtle sometimes and snaps at them and wants to bite their heads off at times. But she's determined. And she's an awesome, beautiful turtle inside. Her shell might be cracked a little bit or whatever. But it doesn't matter what the shell looks like. It matters what the turtle inside is. So it goes back to my original question earlier. Is the shell the turtle? The answer to that, my opinion, is not. No more than our human form is us. You are a spiritual being housed in a human form, having a human experience, and you might as well realize that. Because it's true. One thing with this show is I have never told you anything on this show that is not true, to my best of my ability. So a true statement is, you are a spiritual being housed in a human form, having human experiences. Since sometimes those human experiences feel like that they are snapping at our behinds, yes. But it goes to the card I pulled for the show this morning, or this afternoon. Well, morning is when we started. I guess it's still morning where I'm at. The power card. Are we going to work in the power within us, or aren't we? Are we going to awaken? Are we going to be the change that we want to see in the world today? We have the power within our hands to create the world that we want to see. We are divine beings, divine creators. Let's create a better world. Let's not wait for somebody else to do it. Let us do it. You know, I worked at this company, and there was this thing laying on the floor, and people walked by it. People that worked there walked by it. And I went up to some people, and I said, why aren't you picking that up? And they go, well, that's not my department. That's not my job. Somebody else will do it. I hate to tell you, somebody else isn't coming, guys. It's you, me, us. I walked down there and I picked it up. I've walked down aisles at Walmart and I've seen canned goods and stuff on the floor. I picked them up. I might not get a paycheck from Walmart. I might not work for Walmart. But what's it going to hurt me to be the change I want to see in the world today? I walked down an aisle one day. I saw lots of people look at this thing that was sitting on the floor that was actually a safety concern. And everybody looked at it, but nobody did anything about it. Everybody's looking at the problems that's on our planet. But the question that I have today, as I close out this program, are we doing anything about it? Thank you for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Remember, somebody else is it coming, guys. It's you and me. All right. One last time, www.spiritualtalkradio.net. Make a donation. Let's keep me on air. www.insightswithmichael.com is the official website for me. And you can find out where I'm coming or stuff like that. I am coming to Colorado in July. I will be in Colorado on July 19th. Go to my website. I have a lot of listeners in Colorado. Plan your vacation now. Come see me. I would love to hug you. Come and see me July 19th in Colorado. All right. We're closing out. I'm going to find a song to do that. And as I do that, I'm going to say, you be you, I'll be me, and together we will get there. Together. we get there. Okay? All right. Be a good turtle today. All right. See you guys later. I don't know. That turtle day was just wonderful. All right. So talk to you guys later. Hey, callers, everybody that called in today, you guys were really good. I love you guys. I love the callers. So you guys really did good. So we'll see you back here. Actually, we will be back here Saturday. We will not be on air on Friday. I don't know, that could change, but right now I'm going to say no. Saturday we will be here at 11 a.m. Saturday, and hopefully we will continue on into July. But we will be on air on Saturday at 11 a.m. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and we will continue to move forward. All right. Have a great day. Bye-bye, guys.
Retorno. Esta es la bendición de tu madre. Nunca olvides a Dios. Ni un momento. Adorando por siempre. Señor del universo, oh Maha, this is your mother's blessing. May you never forget. For a moment, worshiping forever the Lord of the universe.
Sirviente, nada, ata tu mente.